Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Sometimes when I sit down with my children at night and we look at the Bible and we sing some songs and we have our time of worship, I'll remind them when we begin to look at the scripture that this is God's word for them, that he has left us his word and that this is his word for them. And I want to tell you that God's word is for you. Jesus's commands are personal. I want to look at a passage today as we focus for 5 minutes here in John chapter 21. It's the very end of the Gospel of John. And Jesus had just restored Peter's relationship. And in this, he told Peter that it would cost him his life by crucifixion one day. Peter sees John then. John is called the disciple whom Jesus loved. And Peter sees John and Peter asks Jesus, well, what about him? Peter could have possibly asked this with good intentions. Maybe he cared about John, or maybe he was just curious what would happen about him or to him. And so he asked the question, what about him? But Jesus refocused Peter very quickly. In verse 22, the response is even somewhat exaggerated here. If he stays alive until I come back, what's that to you? But Jesus says this, you follow me. In other words, it's like Jesus says, don't worry about what I'm going to do through someone else, that you aren't focused on what I need to do through you. Jesus already told Peter how he was supposed to serve Jesus by tending his sheep or leading the church, and Peter would do that. And every follower of Jesus has a calling to obey Jesus' commands. Warren Wiersbe wrote this regarding Peter's martyrdom. He says, when a person has settled the matter of death, then he is ready to live and to serve. Remember that Jesus' commands are personal. One of the great mistakes we make when reading the Bible or listening to sermons is to think that it applies only to somebody else. I can think of four distractions to making Jesus' commands personal. Let me share those with you. We can get distracted from serving Jesus in a way that he calls us. First, number one, because we allow the standard of obedience to shift from Christ's righteousness to the approval of man. What you do for Jesus, then, is decided by what others think, do, or say. So the personal commands from Jesus get lost in the community's consensus of what we should do. This is sometimes seen when you share with some friends what you feel the Lord laid on your heart to do, and they respond negatively, and that makes you want to forget the idea altogether. The community consensus trumped Jesus' commands. Or how about this? This is personal for me. Maybe a pastor gets a firm piece from the Lord about a message to preach, but he doesn't follow through because he's afraid it'll upset some people. You see, when our obedience to Christ is dependent on man's approval, the purposes of God will not be accomplished. Let's look at a second reason why we're distracted from making Jesus' commands personal or allowing them to be in our lives. The second reason is because we're focused more on somebody else's service to Jesus. You see, we can envy other situations and ministries to where we're lusting over them and we're trying to obtain those things and we're not fulfilling our own ministry. This could happen personally. You might say something like, well, why can't I have a family or job, or why can't I have wealth like that? It can happen in a church. Even between churches, why can't we have a building like that? Or why can't we have a Sunday school ministry? Or why can't we have an outreach ministry like that? You see, we focus on these other situations instead of our own. Number three, maybe it's because we spend time trying to tell others how they're supposed to serve Jesus. See, in verse 22, Jesus is basically saying, if that's my will for John, well, what's it for you? What's it matter to you? It's almost like Jesus is telling Peter, don't interfere with how I'm going to use John. You worry about yourself. Even in the church, even among believers, some people feel that they need to tell others how they're supposed to serve Jesus, even if that person isn't directly involved. It might happen with office workers in the church. Well, you need to print this a certain way, even though I might not even ever read it. Prayer leader, you need to hold a church-wide prayer time, even though I won't show up. Song leader, we need to sing certain songs a certain way, even though it doesn't really matter because my heart isn't prepared to worship Jesus. Or, hey, preacher, you need to preach certain topics a certain way, even though I'm not asking the Holy Spirit to help me receive that message anyway. You see, people who do this feel they need to tell everyone else how to fulfill their responsibilities. It's like they go around and they say, well, what's your will for this person? And if it's their place, they believe then it's their place to tell that person what to do. And maybe the last reason how we can get or why we get distracted from knowing that Jesus' commands are personal is this: we forget that the Word of God is God's will revealed. You see, we get so caught up in finding that one specific thing that God would have us to do, and we forget that He has revealed His will through His Word. You see, the more obedient we become to what He's already willed and shared with us, the more we'll be able to discern those more specific ways to serve Jesus. So when Peter says, Lord, what about him? Jesus says, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? As for you, follow me. I hope you'll follow that command that Jesus is telling you, as for you, follow me. Don't worry about someone else. Encourage others, sure. Hold each other accountable, sure. But are you being faithful to what the Lord has called for you? His word is personal. Let's treat it that way and live it out that way. I hope that you'll join me again next week, and I will talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.